now it's time for real fashion. On Pop Off with Mary Jane Pop.
Well, we always pop off on Pop Off. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Welcome to the show. Tuesday, second day of the week. We've got all kinds of wonderful things going on for you, including this is going to be a kick. It's going to be fun talking to this lady a little bit later on in the show. Two ladies, as a matter of fact. One, how many of you gals, now you got to admit this, all right? Most of you will say, no, not me, but it's true. We look in the mirror and we say, oh my gosh. My hips are too big. My rear end's too big. My belly, I got my mother's, I've even said that. As a matter of fact, my husband is so cute. Every time I do that, he says, what are you looking in that funny mirror from the circus again? But we do. We're always constantly talking about, you know, how our body looks and whether it looks right or, you know, are we having problems with it or how do we, well, you know, we're so subjected to magazines and television with the perfect models. And I'll tell you, until you read something like the National Enquirer or the Globe or one of those other rags, I mean, we call them rags, but you know, they do talk about some important things. These people, and it's men and women both, go through anorexia and bulimia simply because they have to have a perfect body. And sometimes they fast and do terrible things right before a show like the Oscars are coming up. And those beautiful, well, you know, the couple of weeks before that, they're starving themselves, so they look absolutely perfect. And then we try and emulate that. Well, you know, it's just not a good idea to do that. So we're going to be talking about, with a gal who has a great book. It's called The Woman's Belly Book, and how we can actually accept ourselves. And I think that's the important thing. Have to be able to accept who you are, and what you're doing with your life. Also with us today, every Monday, as you know, so we've only been in the air now about a week and a half with BBS Radio, and we're very honored to do that, by the way. Thank you so much to BBS Radio and all the wonderful programming that they do. However, every Monday, we talk with Esther Bear. Now, Esther's a really neat lady. She is a psychic numerologist. Most of you probably know about what psychics do, because we have several psychic types who are on BBS Radio with their own show. But a lot of people don't know what numerology is all about and how it functions and how you can change your life with numerology. So the interesting thing that we're going to do today is talk about numerology with her to find out exactly what we can do with life, how you the numbers will, you know, whether they come to you when you're born. And then once you have those numbers, are you stuck with them for like ever or can you make some differences in life? All that and a whole lot more is coming your way on Pop Off, and we are going to have ourselves a ball today, as we always do, trying to bring you the best and brightest. Oh, a couple more things. One is, I would love to hear from you if you have some ideas that you want to see on the show. It could be health topics, alternative health. If you saw something that it was a lifestyle type of thing, I would be more than happy to try and get topics on that are of interest to you. So please, please, let us know what you want to hear about, and I will make absolutely sure I look that up. And again, it's MaryJane@PopOff, and that's P-O-P-P-O-F-F, MaryJane@PopOff.com, and I'll get the guess for you, I promise. And let me know where you're emailing me from, simply because when I know that, then I can let you know when we're going to be coming through town, because we're going to be taking the show on the road in the near future. I've got a book coming out, so we may be doing a book signing there. All these things will be a happening for you, and hopefully we can make a difference for you, too, because we're coming from the state that, well, I hope is a little more progressive than any other. Well, sometimes you wonder. I mean, we call wackos sometimes from California, but we try and be progressive. We try and let you know what's going on in the world. So hang in there with us. More of Pop Off coming your way.
Thank you.
course, you're listening to Pop Off, and we're going to do all kinds of things with you today. Oh, by the way, Don, I know you're not watching my text messaging, so why don't you go ahead and call Esther so we can talk with her while you're getting a hold of Peter. How's that? Please do that for me and make sure can we move on to the next guest, because I really want to get into some
Mary
really
Jane.
Interesting things for us today, including the numerology, so everybody knows how they can determine exactly what numbers are in their lives.
Wow. Hold on. Bear with me. We are having a little technical difficulty.
Don, you're on the air with me. And I want to make sure that Don knows that he's on the air with me because he's trying to get a hold of one of my guests. And we'll have a lot of fun, too. So anyway, the whole idea is that we need to understand what is happening in our lives, what our numbers are, and how that will make a difference in our lives. What about lifestyle and how we look at ourselves and our bodies and our image of ourselves? All these things are very, very important for us to really think about and consider so that we understand what is happening in our lives. And you can make a difference. I want you to know that. I've been doing radio now for something like, 30, radio and television both, so about 33 years. And seriously speaking, I want you to understand that the topics that we will bring to you are hopefully going to better your life. I've talked to doctors and lawyers and alternative physicians, even the stars, and everyone is always looking for something to make their lives better. And myself included, believe me, when I have the different topics on the air, I am also looking to better my life. And if we can do that together and we share that together, then we have made a major difference. And differences in lives are what it's all about. I'm serious about that. So hang in there with us because Pop Off is going to take you to new heights, new areas, new topics, new ideas. And I know that so many of the guests the hosts that are on BBS Radio have their topic that they are very much interested in, and I think that's wonderful. But what I'm going to try and do with you on Pop Off is give you a mix of topics so that we're going to run the gamut. It will all be for positive because we all know that there are enough negatives in the world as we speak that we don't need all the other negatives to go around with us. So it's always going to be a positive show. It's always going to try and give you entertaining as well as informative programming. So the whole idea is that I want you to understand that we are doing the best we can for you on Pop Off. And I love the idea of the next guest that we have because he's going to make a major difference in our lives, and I'll show you why. Because...
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child when you were only...
I'll tell you. You see those beautiful women on the big screen and in magazines and you think, God, she gave out natural gorgeous. Well, you might be shocked if you saw them on the street and not under perfect lighting with perfect makeup and a perfect man. Well, one man knows about that. Internationally known makeup artist is Peter Lamas. From Elizabeth Taylor and Diana Ross to Sharon Stone, Kate Winslet, Victoria's Secret models, and more, Peter has come to know these faces intimately, I might add. And with Lamas Beauty International, Peter helps that canvas to be perfection. He has the products, he has the books to tell us like it is, like Dying to be Beautiful, The Truth About Sun Exposure, Beauty Basics, and The Ultimate Anti-Aging Secrets, which is the one I want to know about. Peter, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Hi, Mary Jane. It's so nice to be with you once again. I heard you right from the beginning, and I said, well, I guess she doesn't want me to come on board.
No.
You forgot me.
No,
it's all right, sweetie. I'm teasing. I'm teasing you.
Yeah,
but, you know, one of the things I heard you say was about focusing on the body parts that women do. Whether it is the thighs or the tummy or whatever it is that they are focusing on. And after 40 years of working with women and doing this as a professionist, the one thing I always tell women, do not focus on the hole in the donut. Please don't do that. Focus on the whole entire complex of what you are.
It is important. You know, Peter, there's one story, and this is a brand new audience with BBS Radio, and I'm so honored to be a part of this huge network that is growing. But you told me a story once. Of all the beautiful women that you have worked with, and you've worked with the top models, the top actresses, there was a story about you being at a party, and this one lady walked in who was not a model, and you were impressed. Tell them why.
She was the head of Vogue back in the 60s. I'm really dating myself. And her name is Diana Vreeland. And she ran the most glamorous magazine in the world, Vogue magazine. And in her time, it probably became one of the most exciting magazines around. She was exquisite. She was not attractive. If anything, I don't like to use the word ugly, but she came close to that that word. And from the point of view, her... anyway, I won't describe her, but she was not an attractive woman from the point of view of image and appearance. But the way she dressed, the way she carried herself, the way she put herself together, and she thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world. And you know what? We all believed it. You forgot to really look at her with the negative, you know, glass half empty.
Mm-hmm.
You saw her as such a positive because her attitude about herself, the way she believed in herself, the way she dressed and carried on, she was very special. And I remember this one party that you're mentioning. There were a lot of famous models around, models from the time that you saw in lots of magazines and a lot of famous person. I couldn't take my eyes off of her, and most people couldn't, because she had such a strength and positive attitude and really tried to put herself together to the best she could. And it worked. It was her attitude and the belief in herself. And that's what people really get to see. You know, it is. If you start focusing on the hole in the donut, people will see that. Trust me, because that's where the attention goes, coming from you. But if you feel very positive and you're outgoing, you become so interesting that you forget anything else. It is about the person, not about the person's features.
Absolutely. The other thing, Peter, that I think is important for us to talk about, we see all these commercials about all the makeup that you can put on and how wonderful you're going to look. If you don't have a good canvas, you've told me this over and over again, you don't have a real good canvas, I don't care what makeup you put on, it's like putting paint over a bad canvas.
Yep. You know, most women will wash their face for 20 seconds once a day. And that is not enough to really get rid of all the grime that you pick up and the sebum and the makeup that's left on. I always tell ladies to at least in the evenings to wash off their makeup, their face generally wearing makeup in most cases twice in the evening and once in the morning when you get up to really have all those pores cleansed out and, you know, just get rid of all the gunk that builds up on your face. But 20 seconds, I bet most women don't realize that, but that's the average person's doing that.
Mm.
And we need to spend a good minute or at least 45 seconds with each sudsing in the evening just to make sure it's thoroughly clean so that you don't have breakouts and your skin is thoroughly clean and it can exfoliate and so forth. So that's very important. Don't over-moisturize because we have a tendency, especially in the wintertime, to moisturize. Some people do it twice a day. They do it in the morning, then they do it in the evening. If you do that, one thing it's good to do is use a glycolic-based lotion or just a glycolic-based product to exfoliate at least once or twice a week, preferably once a week if that's possible. And unless you have very, very oily skin, you might want to do it twice a week.
Right.
And that gets rid of all the buildup of residue from products, you know, even though you wash it, but you'd be surprised, the skin is like a sponge, it grabs and it holds on to it. So maintaining your skin is very important to maintain a healthy complexion and know and have the right procedure about maintaining your skin.
The other thing, Peter, that I think is important for us to mention, and so many women are guilty of this, but we got to get them to stop doing this. Do not wear makeup to bed so you look beautiful in the morning.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, that's really not acceptable. I do have a line, though, called Night Radiance, and I'm going to plug it because it's really a treatment line
with natural
ingredients.
That stuff's wonderful. Please tell them about it.
Yes, I created it really. Speaking of Elizabeth Taylor, she was one of the reasons I created this product years ago when she told me that she would wear her makeup to bed at night. None of her husbands saw her without makeup, which is kind of surprising because she is a beautiful lady. She doesn't really need all that makeup. But, you know, even the famous people have insecurities. And even beautiful women like Elizabeth Taylor, as she was when she was younger especially, But this Night Radiance can really, it is a treatment line with natural color enhancers, so that you're not really wearing a lot of chemicals under your hair. You're really wearing natural ingredients, with which gives you a subtle coverage with these color enhancers that will not come off in the bedding, will do wonders for your skin. It's just an amazing, I have so many celebrities using this product now.
Well, you know, Peter, I've got to tell you, I use it. I have to tell you, I'm one of
those. That's right, you do use it, yes.
I'm one of those guilty ones that even when I go running, I want to have something on my face. Well, I don't want to put full makeup on when I go for my jog or my walk. So I put that on, or if I go over to the club to work out, I put that on. It's very, very subtle. And I could not believe it when you first came out with it. And you said, you know what, this is not going to rub off at night. And I laughed at you. I said, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. White. And what doesn't rub off? And I tested it on a white pillowcase. Nothing, absolutely nothing comes off.
And it's great for day or night now, because a lot of the people are telling me they're using it as a foundation base, or sometimes as their foundation, because they're not wearing foundation anymore. It's a subtle coverage, but enough to really even out the skin tone, and it's so good for your skin, and it doesn't clog the pores like a foundation will. I mean, this is just amazing.
And then on top of that, it's, like you said, it's good for the skin.
Yeah, always. And that's my intention always when I create products, whether it's for hair, skin, or body. It has to be the best properties that can enhance the skin tissue and firm and tighten and tone and feed the skin with all the real good nutrients that the skin needs. It is about skin. That is your canvas. And, you know, a lot of people focus on the face. We need to focus also on the body. We're producing, and other companies are becoming aware of this now, producing body lotions that are based with skincare treatments for the face, containing all the antioxidants and vitamins and wrinkle and firming ingredients that the body also can benefit from.
Well, you know why, Peter? We always figure we can cover the rest of the body. The face kind of sticks out there.
Well, but definitely in the summertime, you're wearing lighter clothing and you want to expose yourself more, and that's when we become self-conscious of our bodies, not just because of maybe of a weight issue, but also the quality of the skin. How often do I walk behind a person and I see these dry elbow patches?
Mm.
And people never think, because they never see themselves in the mirror. And behind, when you're walking behind them, that's something that I'm always aware of, especially with women, their ankles and their elbows.
Really?
You'd be surprised. It's so obvious. So you really need to hydrate and nourish the body just as well as you do the skin, the skin on the face.
And, of course, we're right in summer. Now, we're on the West Coast. Now, a lot of people are even back east, but I don't care. That sun is brutal. You got to be careful, right?
Yes, you have to be careful. You really need to, I mean, if you use sun protection, that's any type of sun protection, I don't care how high the SPF is, it's only good for about 2 hours. So you really try to, you know, put on a little bit of moisturizer if you're going to be outdoors all day. If it's just going to be regular, you know, you're going to the office and shopping, whatever, then it doesn't matter as much. An SPF of 15, 20, 30 is enough for the whole day. But if you're going to be outside a long time, you better every 2 hours, every 2.5 hours apply sun protection, even though it says it, the higher the number, the longer you can wear it. But no, the skin evaporates quickly, it perspires, it weakens the formulation, so you need to every 2 hours reapply if you're going to be outside for a long period of time.
Now, Peter, give us some basics. If a woman, because believe me, I've been there, most women have been there, we walk into a department store and our eyes roll back in our heads because we can't figure out which one to go to. I mean, you got 50 counters coming at you with little cheeky poos that have had about 2 weeks of training in that particular field.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what to ask, and they sure don't know what to give me. So where do I start? What do you suggest we start with?
It all depends. I mean, you're right. When you go to counters, you don't always get a well-trained professional, and what they're trying to do is sell you products.
Right.
It does begin, as you said early on, with good skincare. I can't say that enough. Get a simple skincare regimen that is effective. And they should, by the way, look at mine, because we have a very potent line of products that really make a difference in lines and wrinkles and so forth. But something that's easy.
You
don't need 30 products. You need a cleanser, you need a night treatment, and you need a day moisturizer. That's really all you need in a good treatment that has potency. That's the secret. How strong is it? Because most products, I call it fairy dust. And then as far as makeup, use something like, in the summertime, unless you really got blotchy skin, I prefer not using a foundation in the summertime. Get into bronzers.
Oh.
Or just get into a darker powder than you would normally wear.
Mm-hmm.
Not too dark, but a little bit like a shade darker than you normally wear if you're not going into bronzers. And that should be more than enough. Or the night radiance that even we mentioned just now. But you don't need anything heavy because in the summertime, your skin has a tendency to perspire and get oily. And the foundation becomes very shiny and it gets a little bit sloppy. So it's better to keep it simple. A little blush, a little lipstick, a little eyeshadow, mascara, that you can always wear. And that's about it, really. I mean, the less is best in the summertime. And focus on your lips or your eyes and pick a shade of color that that complements the clothing that you're wearing. Always be aware that when you look in your closet, you're going to notice if you're a warm tone or a cool tone just by the clothes you own.
Okay.
And most women ask me, what am I, warm or cool? And I always say, look at your closet. It will reveal to you because in 99% of the cases, and there is that one person that has no concept of color, but usually people can tell complements their skin tone when they're buying wardrobe.
You bet.
You know, and that will reveal to you if you're buying cooler tones or warmer earth tones. And according to that, you should also select your colors.
Now, Peter, I've got to have you tell them, please, from your products, which I am a devoted person. I mean, every single day. And now, I'm not bragging or anything, but I've got a lot of people who never guess my age, and they certainly wouldn't guess your age. They look at you on your website at llamasbeauty.com. And when I tell them how old you are, they call me a liar. And so we got to tell them, what do you use? So that what do I use? So it's a beginning regimen. Like, what should we do at night, and then what should we do the next morning?
Well, here's a very interesting situation. And I'm going to reveal it to you. It definitely, you've got to use good skincare products because that and the potency and the level of strength that you are using will enhance your skin faster. And we try to do that with our product line, the Vital Infusion Pro Vita C Vital Infusion line that you can see on our website. It's just amazing what it can do for wrinkles. But the other thing that helps a lot is a good regimen. Watch what you eat, some exercise, and also mental awareness. And I'm promoting this now more than ever. If you start feeling like anything in life, what I call focusing and thinking about your body being healthy, your body staying young, and you really focusing constantly, day in, day out, in that visualization of you staying younger looking, the cells, and this is something that I've been reading a lot about and asking doctors and so forth, can rejuvenate themselves and really start building more collagen level and elasticity and redoing the damage that the aging process does to the body. And people today, if they take that attitude, it is a whole new way of thinking and a whole new way of seeing yourself this concept, which I call New Age concept. If you start practicing that, you'd be surprised with using good products and that technique, how much reversal you can do with the aging factor that you've seen looking at yourself in the mirror. It can be shocking, and it's something that we need to talk about one day when we have more time, Mary Jane.
Yeah, it's an incredible exercise. I think that's so important because attitude and in moving forward,
perception of who you are. Eating good foods and using good skincare products.
Yeah. Well,
the power of the mind is amazing.
Might I recommend, and I mean this seriously, and I don't normally do this. When I talk to people on the air, I'll tell them, hey, you can check out somebody's website and find out for yourself whether it's going to work for you or not.
And by the way, you said to everybody, look at the website and look at my picture. I got away by not mentioning my age, which is 62. I just turned 62 in April.
You're going to be called a liar every time I see this. I mean that.
It's great for the ego, though I don't like to say that word. I find that very offensive. But definitely, you know what? I try to practice what I preach.
You betcha. Well, not only that, you're not saying a person's going to look 30 again if they're 60, but
no,
you want to
look
the best
60. No, 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 no. Let's not exaggerate. But you know what? You can certainly... 60 today is the new 30.
I believe it.
You know? It is about, you know, staying fit, staying younger, eating well, exercising, good skincare products. All of that combination will... You can... No matter how old you are, your skin wants to repair itself, wrinkles and all. It can do so if you take the right steps and the right attitudes and use the right products. You can reverse the signs of aging. Yes, you can, to a great degree.
Well, I'm a believer because I use the Vital Infusion, which I call Gold in a Jar. I use the moisturizer. I use the Under Eye Complex. I use all that stuff, and it does work. And, you know, you're such a... You're such a modest man. You really are, Peter. And I'm going to blow your horn here. I mean, this man actually formulated at the very beginning products for Lancome, Estee Lauder, Erno Laszlo. Now, today he keeps to his original, having the best products, having natural in there. They're cosmeceuticals, but he also has natural hair products. I'm going to blow your horn, Peter, because I know you never do.
Thank you so much. I mean, years ago, I tried to talk these companies into using more natural ingredients, much less synthetic and petrochemical ingredients. You know, the pendulum does turn around. That's why I created my product line some years back, to be able to give the audience, the public, a much healthier and much more revealing set of products that not only does what it's supposed to do, but that they're healthy for you. Because, again, your body absorbs so much, and if you look at what chemicals exist today in the majority of your personal care products, whether it's makeup, hair, or body skin care, it's not good for you. And we got to be more conscious about what we put in our bodies, as well as be more conscious of what we do with this planet of ours. Everything is related.
Okay.
And the more we become aware of what it is that we're using on ourselves, that's the important issue. Because nature can do wonders if you use it correctly and you use the potency that you can use it. Sometimes you can't with chemicals because they become very irritating to the skin. And in a lot of cases, natural products are not as strong or aggressive is the word.
Right. Right. Peter, I want to recommend everybody go to LamasBeauty.com. You'll get all the information. And I'm telling you folks right now, you're also going to get information from Peter that the stars pay dear bucks for. And he gives it away to you at LamasBeauty.com. All the products are there, all the information. And if they go under tips, they'll also go to the magazine. And good old Pop-Off, my articles are there, too, from our show. So, and I'm honored to be a part of it, Peter.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you. And they can write to me also if they have any questions on the website.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So they can get all the information they need from LamasBeauty.com, right?
Yes, they can.
Fabulous. Come back. I want you on as a regular on the show. You always have such great information.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Please invite me. I love you. I'd be happy to do so.
Thank you, Peter. Take care and give my love to everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye now. That's Peter Lamas. I'm telling you, what a neat, neat man he is. He is such a sweet person. This man is so devoted to giving you good information and to sharing with people and sharing honestly from the heart, and that really counts a lot. You'll always get the straight information on Pop-Off, and you'll always get the straight information from Peter Lamas. And once again, that is Lamas Beauty. That's LamasBeauty.com, LamasBeauty.com. And as I said, he gives such great information, not only for, you know, his products. He does so much more than that. And really, seriously, he does all the Victoria's Secret models. He does all these wonderful people. He gets paid big bucks for doing these kinds of things. And then he turns around and gives it away to you and me. That's very, very important to me. And I think you will find it absolutely fascinating. So anyway, again, it's LamasBeauty.com. Now, I think our next thing should be, we've got to find out about some numbers. And find out if those numbers match what we're doing in life. Well, we have Esther Bear on with us every Monday. And when we have her on Monday, we talk about what the week is going to be like. Will they be accident prone? Will we have good days? Will we have bad days? Will We have good luck days or business days, all those kinds of things. Well, I thought it'd be kind of interesting to find out how numerology works. Does it work in that you're born with certain numbers, and then those numbers follow you all your life and you can't make changes? Or can you alter what is going to be happening in your life? I think it's important for us maybe to discuss a little bit of that, and that's why I've invited Esther to be with us so we can talk a little bit more about it. Are you there yet, Esther? No, I guess she's not online with us, but she will be shortly. It's amazing because when I talk with Esther, and she always gives me some great information when we're talking about how we're going to handle things and what's going to happen in life, and she talks about career and the numbers. And what I want to get her to do for us today is to also give us an idea of how we get the numbers. How do you figure out what your numbers are? And it's pretty simple. It all has to do with your name. Now, what you have to do is keep in mind that whatever name you use is going to be the name that you use every day. If you've changed your name, that, I think, can have an effect on it, too. But it all has to do with your name and the numbers in the letters of the name, and then you add them all up, and it comes to, like, a one-digit number. And that is going to be the number that follows you for, like, a lifetime number. There are day numbers. There are all kinds of wonderful things that you will find out from Esther Baer, because she is absolutely a kick and a half. And, I mean, she does numerology. Well, she's also a psychic, so it's a combination of psychic numerology, but she counts mostly on the numbers. And, I mean, this woman has, I think it's speed mathematics, because she can figure out anybody's numbers, like, immediately. I've had lunch with her over the years, and all of a sudden, 1, 2, 3, all the numbers are there, and she's got already telling everybody what's going to happen with them in life. So it's kind of a fun thing to do. And then a little bit later on in the show, we'll also be talking about that woman's belly book, which I think is going to be a kick. We all do it. We look at ourselves and we don't. You heard what Peter said. Isn't it important for you and me and all of us to understand that we have to accept who we are? We have to accept that life gives us certain things, and we have to deal with it. And if you can't deal with it, then you need to find out or get some information that will help you to be able to deal with it. And I think most of us know that it is just a matter of making a change in life, period. So anyway, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about what is happening with life, what is happening in your life, and how to change it and make your life a whole lot better. And that's what Pop Off is all about. And again, let me give you that email again. If you ever have a chance to email me, it's MaryJane@PopOff. And that's 2 P's and 2 F's, MaryJane@PopOff.com. So again, let's see, is Esther there now? Hello, Esther? No, I guess Esther is not yet there, but she's going to be. Because Donald is making that phone call as I speak to you right now. And of course, we want to make sure that you know we're going to be on every Monday through Friday, from noon till 1, and we'll always bring you as many guests as I possibly can. Oh, by the way, got to let you know, Mitchell Fink, remember he wrote the book The Last Days of Dead Celebrities? Well, believe it or not, he landed up being on The View with the ladies. He landed up being on Good Morning America. And so I actually called him and I said, please, I'd love to have you come back again, because we did about a 10 or 15 minute with him. And it went so doggone fast that we didn't get a whole lot of information about some of the celebrities that he's actually done the research on. So he's agreed to come back again. I mean, this is like one of the most sought after people that I've ever heard of. And so it's nice to be able to have him back on the show. He'll be on the July 18th. He'll be back with us. So all these people, we're kind of gathering ourselves a stable for Pop-Off, including Esther Baer. Hello, Esther.
Hi, Mary Jane.
How you doing, my love?
Pretty good. How you be?
Oh, hanging in there. But I want people to understand a little bit more about numerology. You know, we talk about, you're a psychic numerologist, so you have impressions under the psychic end. But you deal a lot with hard numbers, don't you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Numbers are just, they tell you just about every aspect of your life, from what you want to be when you grow up to what your purpose is and your job, your health problems, what you look like. They cover just about everything in your life.
How do we determine what our numbers are?
Your name gives you influences on your traits and things that you're, you know, influences that you're born with. Your birthday determines your purpose in life, your job, where you're going, how you're going to get there. Gives you your cycles. That's why birthday is very, very important, because it gives you cycles all the way down to day by day, week, month, year, different types of cycles during the year.
Okay, now how do I determine my number to begin with? Or is it like one number, or do I have different numbers in my life?
Oh, you have several numbers. The birthday influence, which is usually the easiest to figure, is you take every number that you have and you reduce down to single numbers. So if you have somebody that was born in, let's say, 1950, you would add 1, 9, 5, and of course 0, you don't have to add. So 1 and 9 is 10, plus 5 is 15, and 1 and 5 you reduce down to a single, which gives you a 6. So you were born on a 6-year if you were born 1950, and you do the same with your month and your day. And then when you get 3 numbers reduced down to a single, you add the 3 together to give you your final number, and that final number is your destiny number. And your birthday, the day you were born, determines the jobs that you do.
Now, wait, let me get this straight again. I take my birth year. Like, okay, I'll just use my own year, and that way I'll know what the heck's going on, okay?
I can barely hear you, sweetie.
Okay, can you hear me a little better now?
Not much.
Okay, maybe this is a little bit better. 1946, that's the year. I'm going to use that year, okay?
Yes.
So I add that together, and that comes to 20, and then I reduce it down to a 2.
Right.
Now, that is my which number?
That is the year that you were born, so you just want a single number for your year.
Okay, and that's my, what kind of number is that?
Just a 2-year?
Okay, yes.
You were born on a year that was very balanced.
Okay. Now, I take my birth month. Now, I take just the birth month and the day, or do I combine the year with it?
Right. You add it. When you're done, let's say if somebody's born on the 12th month, you would take that and reduce it down to a 3. 1 and 2 is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were born, let's say, on a 22nd day, you'd add the 2 and 2 together to get a 4. So you're going to use 3 single numbers across the board.
Okay.
So with yours, you have an 8 for your month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a single number. You have a 1 day. Okay? So you're going to add 8 and 1 plus your 2. And that gives you, you know, your total, and then you reduce that down to a single number.
I'm still a 2.
Yeah.
So that's good or bad?
Oh, that's good. Actually, you actually come out to be an 11, because we've done you before, and 11 is a very futuristic Aquarius number. That's the peacemaker, the diplomat. We can go on for days on you, because we already know you real well.
that's true. But the main thing is that you find, is that like a destiny number?
That's exactly what it is. That was what you're destined to do in this lifetime.
Oh, I see. So I take my birth month and day, add that all up to a single digit, or to whatever the digit is, and then add the single number from my year.
Exactly.
And that gives me my destiny number.
Right. That gives you your purpose in this life.
Wow.
And then your job, which is your 1 day, tells you how that works with your destiny number. So the two combinations, ones are independent people. They're free thinkers. They're very creative. They're very artistic, mentally creative. They're writers. They're promoters. They're advertisers. They're entrepreneurs. So you don't think like most people do.
Well, that's been told to me before, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I must ask you,
as
can we change
thinker,
our number? Can we change our destiny?
Pardon?
Can we change our destiny?
Oh, no, that's set in cement.
Oh.
Now, the name influence can be changed, because when you're doing your name combinations, your vowels total up what you want in this life. Maybe not necessarily what you're going to have, but it's what you want.
Okay.
And that's divided into two different categories. Your full birth name is what you wanted when you came in. And then you have your acquired name. So if you're married, hyphenated, or, you know, you drop your middle name, then you have two sets of numbers that always work. So you have your birth name and your acquired name. So this gives you two different numbers for what you want to be when you grow up.
Oh.
And those are good for people who, you know, it's like, you know, I have numbers that say I want to grow up and be a professional chef or a cook. But my birth date says I'm not supposed to do that. So I would do that as a part-time job or, you know, something on the side to play with, but it's not how I make my income. And
right.
A lot of people do what they want to do, but not what they're destined to do.
Okay, what I'd like to do then is I'm going to have you back periodically so so we can figure out each of these separately and then put it so that people will know how to put it all together and figure out just who the heck they are.
You're fading again. I could barely hear you.
I was just going to say, we're going to have you back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about how to figure out each number separately and go from there. How's that?
Oh, you betcha.
Terrific. And Esther, you're a doll. Thank you so much for being with us on Pop Off.
Oh, not a problem. And you have a good day, sweetie.
If they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can call me at 916-427-8727.
Once again?
916-427-8727.
You take good care, sweetie.
You too, sweetie.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always with the numbers on Pop Off. And the numbers is a game, but it also helps for us to understand each other. So again, I thank you so much for, you know, being patient with us when we're trying to get all our guests on, because it's a job and a half for poor Don to do all this. We're going to have coming up a lady who is going to be talking about our bellies, as if we don't talk about our bellies enough. You know what I mean? We look in the mirror every morning. Ladies, don't tell me you don't do it, because you do. And you look and you go, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure I like this, or I'm not perfect enough in this part of my body. And it makes you really wonder why we have to judge ourselves the way we do. And what is that going to help us with in life if we constantly do nothing but judge? We look at only our liabilities instead of our assets. And we all have some assets, and we, believe me, all have liabilities. And trust me, and I've got a gal coming on very shortly who will tell you, even the stars, the major stars, none of them are happy. They all look in the mirror and find some fault. But we're going to find out how we can maybe change your mind about your body and what it's all about. And I think you'll find it absolutely fascinating. The book is called The Woman's Belly Book. And we will be talking with none other than Lisa Sorensen very shortly. And she will tell us exactly what we have to do to make a change in our life. Yours and mine both. We're all guilty of it. But we can all make some changes, too, from The Woman's Belly Book. Well, the way we would like it is to look absolutely perfect. But you know what? It doesn't always work that way. So when you look in the mirror, have you said things like, how do I look in these jeans? Are my hips too big? Or what about my thighs? And oh no, I'm getting my mother's belly. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I said it. Sound familiar? Well, and the poor guy in your life, oh, he never has the right answers. He can say, you look great. And what do you turn around and say? You're just being nice. He says, these jeans are maybe a little too tight for you. Well, we're not going to even go there on that one. Now, Lisa Sorensen, author of The Woman's Belly Book, says, we have to find a way to love our bellies, and she has some tips for us to do it. Lisa, help!
Help indeed. The important thing is to shift from an external critique of how we look to feeling what we feel from the inside out. Although we can criticize the belly, the way this container might look, if we do so, we're missing the precious treasure that's inside the container.
Yeah, but you know what? We're told you got to have a flat belly. When you have a big belly, that means you may have some problems in life. I mean, we have all these health people coming at us telling us we're supposed to have a flat belly, flat, you know, tough abs. I don't know what else.
Now, it's true that the accumulation of fat around the midsection or a bloated belly can be the sign of some physical dis-ease, for sure. But all other things being equal, nature did not intend women to have a flat belly. Women are the people who carried the human race forward. In our bellies, we have the power to promote creation, not only to generate new human life, but to generate new ideas, new ways of being, new artwork. The power to promote creation is the precious treasure we have inside our body's center.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you look at different times, during the time of the Renaissance, oh my God, the woman's body was very full. I mean, she had a good-sized belly, she had good-sized hips and thighs, and a good-sized bust. Then we went to Twiggy in the 60s that had nothing, and now I'm not sure where we are.
It's hard being a woman, especially when we feel like the way we look is the cultural property, the property of everyone else but ourselves. And you're right, it's true. Fashions in women's body size and shape have come and gone. It seems that since the 1920s, when women got the vote, got a chance to participate in the political system, it's been apparently since then that the flat belly ideal has come and stayed.
And you begin wondering why. You know, we have to always look at ourselves. It doesn't seem like guys, well, some do. I'm not saying all guys don't look at their bellies and worry about the way they look. But in the percentage-wise, they don't do it near as much as women. Is it because of magazines and television and movies that keeps pressing upon us that we have to have the perfect body?
I think the media does play an important part when girls are looking around and figuring out, well, who should I be? What is a woman? We see the images that are surrounding us. I mean, we're bombarded by images of women who actually don't even look like the way they are portrayed. Fashion models are spilling the beans that through different kinds of manipulation, their images, the way they appear in print, are, you know, a lot different from how they are in real life.
Well, I just had Peter Lamas on.
It's up to us to really define for ourselves and for our daughters what it means to be a woman. And there's much more to being a woman than the way we look.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, this is a joke. I didn't get a chance to discuss it with Peter Lamas. But Peter, I just had him on the show. And he is a makeup artist to the stars. And he works on the Victoria's Secret models. And he said some of them, you know, are voluptuous, et cetera. But for the most part, he said they're walking hangers. That's exactly what they are, because that way any clothes will look okay on them because they have no figure. And he said, really, a beautiful woman, you have to accept it in attitude. And this is a makeup artist of the stars. Attitude is so more important than anything else. And that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. I think the most attractive quality or feature of a woman is her confidence. I see it over and over. When a woman is confident in who she is, that's what attracts people to her. And so one of the ways I'm thrilled with the Woman's Belly book, it offers women to be confident, to encourage and develop that quality of confidence from the inside out by using movement and breath and body awareness to fire up that source energy that we all have inside.
Lisa, what's the first thing we should do? Throw away the mirror?
You know, that's a great start. For sure, the mirror can be overused and used to our disadvantage. I say the important thing is to begin listening inward and find the messages, the inner guidance that comes from our body center. When we have good reason to appreciate what the container holds inside, that treasure, then we're less obsessed with what the container itself looks like.
Now, you're not saying that it's a good idea to do exercise and to keep in shape, but it's not so important because of the actual container itself or the body form, simply because all of us are different. Some of us are pear-shaped, some are apple-shaped, some are, you know, have bigger on the top than in the bottom. And, you know, some things you can't change totally. You can modify, but you can't change.
Absolutely. There's some research that that indicates that maybe 1 in 10 women have the genes, have the genetic makeup to be thin, to be to have that flat belly, maybe when they're in their teens and 20s. And yes, it's so important that we appreciate and accept ourselves for who we are. We all have the right to be respected and loved and appreciated because we have so much creativity and wisdom and power to share with the world. And it all gets sidetracked. It all goes down the drain if we obsess about whether we're a size 8 or a size 6 or a size 10 or 12.
I also like your chapter on spicing up your sexuality and sensuality.
Absolutely. This life energy that we have inside that is focused in our body center, it expresses itself in many ways as our creativity, our intuition, our sense of purpose, and very certainly our sexual energy. The more we have ignited that core life force, the more pleasure we take in our senses and in our sexual encounters.
Also, what I love is you talk about dreaming and dreaming being so important. And I don't mean dream about a flat body either.
Well, the dreaming is an express, a direct message from our inner wisdom, our intuition. I love the saying, when I'm asleep, my dreams tell the truth because I don't have the presence of mind to lie. Our dreams really express, demonstrate our gut wisdom.
And you also talk about an inner guidance, not only the confidence and also compassion. We have a tendency, and I shouldn't say we, but some people do, who want to have that perfect body, and they walk around like, oh, look it, I've got this perfect body. Have compassion for what other people have to go through to be what they are.
Exactly. One of the tragedies is that I think we're all, no matter what our shape or size, so many of us are driven by the fear of being fat. It's not just women who are large. If a woman sticks thin, she might be as afraid of being fat and as self-conscious as a woman who's much larger. And when we do have this core energy ignited, we can ignite our compassion as well, because being full of energy ourselves, we can give of our love from a state of overflowing rather than scarcity.
I hear you. Now, do you have a website?
I certainly do. It's loveyourbelly.com.
I'm going to love my belly, and I'm going to stop saying it's my mom's,
educational,
you know?
Experience.
Yeah, I'm going to stop saying it's my mom's belly from now on. It's mine, and I'm proud of it.
Good for you. Good for you.
And again, the name of the book is The Woman's Belly Book. I assume it's available online or at the bookstores, all that, right?
Exactly. Amazon.com, other booksellers online, and your local bookstores.
Fantastic. Lisa, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Take care now.
Okay, you too.
Oh, and love your body. I love it when we talk to some of these people. We should. We got to love ourselves. And we do on Pop Off. And I want to thank you so much for joining us on Pop Off. We want to make the difference for you on Pop Off. That is what it's all about. So we will join you again tomorrow. In the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply. And above all else, dare to dream, will you?
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.